Welcome to the weekly broadcast of Let's Talk About It, produced by the Public Affairs Department of KXO AM 1230 Radio. Let's Talk About It is directed by Mario Espinosa with the technical assistance of Carol Buckley. Opening and closing narration is provided by Gene Brister. This program brings weekly community mental health issues to your radio. Let's Talk About It is produced for and presented as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Mike Horn, Director. And now, let's join our co-hosts, Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley, for today's program.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio, and it is for your Imperial and Mexicali Valley. I'm Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
And we are in the middle of a really good show. Our topic is childhood bipolar disorder, and we are joined by staff psychiatrist Alamgir Ibrahim. Welcome back, sir. When you were growing up as a lad, did you ever kind of picture you'd be, I mean, how did Imperial Valley psychiatrists, how did this all come together for you?
Well, you know, I grew up in such an environment. Hot desert, without air conditioning, so kind of like across the border in Mexicali. So I'm okay with it. I feel right at home.
But we have beautiful weather, you know.
Oh, it's awesome, right? It is perfect.
How do you like the community? Getting all those.
Yeah, it's, you know, the
people, the food.
I love the community, the people, and it's interesting that it once a month at least, I have to share this with you. Someone walks into a mom or, you know, a patient or a dad or somebody into my office and says, "You look like someone." So that I already, you know, my cousin or this or that. And I've had four different people say that to me in the last 2 months now. And it happened to me just yesterday. And I was telling my nurse right after that, that, you know, I'm proud of the fact that they see a little bit of themselves in me.
Nice.
So I blend right in. So the only thing missing is now I have to brush up my Spanish.
Oh.
I have to start working on it.
How's that go? Have you actually taken that on as a project?
I have been taking it on as a project for a year now, but I'm not getting that far, but I intend to do that. And I like working in Calexico. The nurse over there just challenges me to keep speaking and keep speaking. So I'm getting there.
You know, there's a sense of commitment in taking on Spanish, because if you were planning on leaving in 2 years, that wouldn't be like first priority. Right?
The issue is, I'm glad that it's Spanish I'm trying to learn, mm-hmm. and not French,
because
they'll throw me out the moment they hear me speak. But I often have my parents start laughing at me and saying, "Oh," and they appreciate the fact that I'm trying.
Yeah.
You know, even though I get it wrong.
And yeah, Scott is from Michigan, so. He's now fluent in Spanish.
When I moved in, I took it on.
You took it on.
And I've got it. You know, it's not perfect. It'll never be. I've got a genetic disability of some sort.
No, no. He does really good. He does really good.
Uh-huh. No. But yeah. I've realized it's a very interesting language so far as that I'm familiar with it. And it's very adaptable, mm-hmm. and it picks up. So I think it's easier to learn it than,
yeah.
Well, and I think diagnostically, the more you have of it, the more you're able to pick out nuances that translation may not carry.
And to me, I think it's important because wherever I'm working, I think Hispanic community is going to be a growing community in this country. And I think more and more people will be speaking Spanish in the years to come.
We're taking away your car keys. I hope you enjoy it.
And, you know, I run into these kids who are born here, raised here by Hispanic parents who don't speak English, and mm-hmm. they are kind of refusing to speak Spanish. And I tell them, hey, you give it 20 years and you will be in demand if you can speak Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't hurt your marketability one bit.
Exactly. So that's how I try to sell it to them and to myself also.
Nice. Welcome back, Doctor. Thanks. So our topic's childhood bipolar disorder. You were telling us a little bit about some of the ways to help define that and get us started in deciding what it is.
Right. So we were talking about...
The lack of sleep.
But we were talking about how it was... You have to be looking at these episodes. Mm-hmm. And within that episodes, one thing you're looking for is lack of sleep. So those kids do not feel the need for sleep. Of course, in 24 hours, they might be sleeping 3, 4, 5, 6 hours, depending on how old they are. And then, of course, we can drift into discussing what's normal sleep for the age, but I think that's going to go on.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230. This weekly broadcast is produced by the Public Affairs Department of KXO AM 1230 Radio, under the direction of Mario Espinosa, with the technical assistance of Carol Buckley. Opening and closing narration is provided by Gene Brister. Co-hosts for today's program were Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Let's Talk About It brings weekly community mental health issues to your radio. This program is produced for and presented as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Mike Horn, Director.